Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's trivia questions come to us from the websites DivaGirlPartiesAndStuff.com and WRIT.org. Question number one. Which of the following patriotic song has the lyrics, "Through the night with a light"? Was that from A, Battle Cry of Freedom? Was that from B, America the Beautiful? Was that from C, My Country 'Tis of Thee? Was it from D, God Bless America? Was it from E, Battle Hymn of the Republic? Or was it from F, The Star-Spangled Banner? Through the night with a light. Which patriotic song are these lyrics from anyway? And question number two, although Taps is a patriotic song, it's more closely tied to Memorial Day than it is to the 4th of July. Nevertheless, which of the following about Taps is true? Is it A, it is born of a British bugle call? Is it B, it was used during the Civil War as a call for lights out? Was it C, in 1900, Congress designated this song the nation's song of remembrance? Or was it D, it is played on U.S. military bases every evening at 10 p.m.? Finally, the truth about Taps. What is it, anyway? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of July the 4th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1826, that composer Stephen Collins Foster was born. Foster, called the father of American music, was known for such songs as O Susanna, Beautiful Dreamer, Camptown Races, Suwannee River, and My Old Kentucky Home. Stephen Foster, born today on the 4th of July, 1826. And it was 130 years ago today that the song America the Beautiful was first published. First published today in 1895. America the Beautiful. Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down introduces our country music news. It's titled, Hans Zimmer's electronic-infused F1 score is a road music masterpiece. Hans Zimmer's self-titled song pulsates with the sort of liberated energy you might feel on a long drive down the coast. And get ready to air guitar to all of that dad rock. This is published in British CQ by Jack King on the 27th of June, 2025. When Sonny Hayes, played by Brad Pitt, takes to the track in F1, he feels free. He is freed from the menial challenges of growing old, from the flashbacks of his disastrous 90s crash that still haunt him. It's just Sonny and the road, a tale as old as a lifetime. Appropriately then, this is also the feeling that surges through F1's self-titled theme song, composed by the legendary Hans Zimmer, a bona fide electronic bop that would be just at home on a dance floor, thick with vape smoke, as it would be cruising down a coastal highway. The synthwave undertones that course through F1 evoke the sort of sound that the Nine Inch Nails duo have made their brand and their bread and butter as the letterboard generation's favorite movie composer. And then the sweeping strings come in and its signature Zimmer. It's kind of insane that a track just 3 minutes long feels so, well, epic. F1 reminds us that racing is very, very cool. Movie star cool. Wind sweeping through your hair with the top down cool. It's the same sort of Hollywood cool evoked by the Top Gun Maverick score, also composed by Zimmer, playing into a mostly male wish-fulfillment fantasy, liberation at the wheel, or indeed in the cockpit, that might also be embodied by Big Aviators and Dad Rock, the latter of which is peppered throughout F1. And there's Chris Stapleton's country rock record, Bad As I Used to Be, an original composition for the F1 soundtrack, which nonetheless surges with hot dad irreverence. It isn't all dad rock and Zimmer-scored synths, of course. The F1 soundtrack runs the gamut of genres with original songs from a swath of popular acts. It's saying a lot that, with all that talent on board, Zimmer's F1 theme remains the clear standout. F1 is now in cinemas. And in music research and technology, we have this article titled, "This song is scientifically proven to reduce stress by 65%. Have you ever listened to it? A neurologist explains why it is so powerful. This is written by Emily Lawrence, Parade Magazine, May 28, 2025. Chances are there's a song you can think of that you know will instantly put you in a good mood, even if you're in a funk. You can't help but feel just a little bit better when you hear it. Music isn't just good for a mood boost, it can help lessen feelings of stress and anxiety, too. Well, there's one song in particular that's especially effective for this, an 8-minute instrumental song called Weightless, by Marconi Union, an English band known for their ambient music. In a scientific study conducted by researchers at Mind Lab International, participants were asked to solve challenging puzzles as quickly as possible, a task meant to increase their stress levels. The participants wore sensors so the researchers could monitor changes in their heart rate and blood pressure. During the exercise, different songs were played. When the participants listened to Weightless, it reduced their anxiety levels by 65%. Why is this one song such a powerful stress reliever? We asked a neurologist about it, as well as for some other ways to use music to support mental health. Why listening to Weightless can help you feel less stressed. Dr. Stephen Slider, FRCP, DM, a consulting neurologist at RE Cognition Health, says that there are a few reasons why Weightless is such a powerful stress reducer. One, it was designed to reduce stress. Unlike most songs, it was composed in collaboration with sound therapists with the primary purpose of slowing down the body's stress response, he shares. He explains that the song's tempo starts at 60 beats per minute, which is the average resting heart rate. Then it gradually slows down to 50 beats per minute. This subtle deceleration encourages a process known as entrainment, where the listener's heart rate and breathing naturally begin to match the tempo of the music, a physiological shift that supports relaxation, he says. It makes sense, right? Have you ever listened to slow classical music while getting a massage? This music is played because it's meant to be relaxing. Conversely, many gyms play fast-paced, upbeat music meant to drive up energy for workouts. Weightless also features no sharp or abrupt transitions in rhythm, tone, or volume. This is crucial, as sudden changes in sound can startle the brain and trigger alertness. Dr. Alder says of another reason why the song can lead to feeling less stressed or anxious. By avoiding these fluctuations, Weightless maintains a constant auditory landscape, which promotes calm and reduces mental stimulation. Now, how to use music to support your mental health? If you want to use music to feel less stressed or anxious, Dr. Alder recommends listening to instrumental music that has a slow tempo and a predictable rhythm. When we listen to calming music, the brain's default mode network, which is associated with introspection and worry, can quiet down. Activity in the amygdala, the part of the brain that detects threats and triggers the stress response, is reduced. At the same time, the parasympathetic nervous system is activated, which slows the heart rate and promotes relaxation. This shift can result in slower breathing, muscle relaxation, and a sense of psychological ease, he explains. Dr. Alder says that personal preference also plays a role when it comes to using music to support mental health. What matters is what's soothing to you. In general, if you're feeling stressed, Dr. Alder says to avoid listening to music that's loud or fast-paced, such as heavy metal or electronic dance music, because this type of music can increase heart rate, causing you to feel more anxious. Music with emotionally intense or negative lyrics can also evoke strong feelings that may be counterproductive when you're trying to calm down, he adds. Clearly, music is a great tool for supporting mental health. It's non-invasive, safe, and easily accessible, and can be an effective part of a broader strategy to manage stress and improve emotional well-being. Dr. Alder says, don't underestimate the power of music.
Oh, ain't she sweet? We'll see you walking down that street. Yes, I ask you very confidently. Ain't she sweet? Oh, ain't she nice? We'll look her over once or twice.
And this is John Lennon of the Beatles, Ain't She Sweet, introducing our rock and pop music news. It's titled, Paul McCartney Says the Beatles Used Performing Trick That Stood Them Apart. This is published in The Mirror, U.S. Hannah Fernell on the 23rd of June, 2025. Music icon Paul McCartney and the Beatles found ways to stand out from their peers, including using one performance trick that boosted their gigs. For decades since the Beatles took music by storm in the early 1960s, fans, scholars, authors, journalists, scientists, religious leaders, and even haters have wondered what made the Fab Four special. Everything about them has been documented repeatedly in virtually every single form of media. And while some have come close to encapsulating the reason for their greatness, no one other than them can truly explain their own phenomenon. McCartney, who has never shied away from talking about the Beatles' history, including what made them tick, once tried to explain what the Beatles did to distinguish themselves from their competition. Along with their own specific skills in the recording studio, he revealed that the band was highly proficient when it came to performing for their fans. However, one trick truly set them above the bar, playing certain covers. Speaking with Guitar Player for a cover story in the February 1990 issue, McCartney explained the simple deviation that had a powerful effect on listeners. From their early days, McCartney explained, the Beatles made themselves unique by writing their own songs, but they still knew when to pay homage to their inspirations and change it up with a cover. This balance of original and covered songs translated to their gigs, too. However, the trick was that when it came to performing covers, they choose tracks that are below the radar of their audience, giving them a set list that differed from other bands while leaving their listeners uncertain if they were originals or not. John, for instance, used to sing songs from really obscure records that we'd just found. We'd take the record home and learn it. We learned a lot of songs like that. This trick of playing obscure covers was a win-win for everyone. The Beatles got the chance of playing their favorite songs, making audiences think they were using their tunes, which helped their performance and got to expose listeners to their heroes, too. Not many bands knew they could do this or even had the skill to if they were informed of this ingenious trick. And in local music news with a classical music touch, from this March the 6th, 2013 documentary available on YouTube titled Chompy Quartet, we learn that the Chompy Quartet was founded at Duke University in 1965 by the renowned Italian violinist Giorgio Chompy. All its members are professors at Duke and play a leading role in its cultural life, in addition to traveling widely throughout the year for performances. In a career that includes many hundreds of concerts and spans five continents, the Chompy Quartet has developed a reputation for performances of real intelligence and musical sophistication, and for a warm, unified sound that is enhanced by each player's strong individual voice. With a maturity and insight born of experience, the Chompy Quartet projects the heart and soul of the music in a repertoire that ranges from well-known masterpieces to works by today's most communicative composers. So how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, which of the following patriotic songs has the lyrics, "Through the night with a light"? The correct answer, answer D, "God Bless America." This Irving Berlin song does include the line, "Through the night with a light," which the singer Kate Smith famously sang. So what about the other patriotic songs listed in that question? Well, there's answer A, "Battle Cry of Freedom." The lyrics from this George F. Root song include the line, "We'll rally round the flag, boys." How about answer B, "America the Beautiful"? No, that wasn't the one, but this tune was first published on July 4th, 1895. Answer C, "My Country 'Tis of Thee"? This Samuel F. Smith song is sometimes simply called "America," and some say it was plagiarized from the British national anthem, "God Save the Queen." How about answer E, "Battle Hymn of the Republic"? No, that wasn't the right answer to this question, but this Julia Ward song does include lines like "Where the Grapes of Wrath are Stored." Finally, answer F, "Star Spangled Banner"? It doesn't include the lyrics about the night with the light, but it is what Francis Scott Key wrote as he viewed the bombs bursting in air. And the answer to our second question, although "Taps" is a patriotic song, it's more closely tied to Memorial Day than it is to the 4th of July. Nevertheless, which of the following about "Taps" is true? Is it A, it is born of a British bugle call? How about B, it was used during the Civil War as a call for "lights out"? How about C, in 1900, Congress designated this song as, quote-unquote, the nation's song of remembrance? How about D, it is played on U.S. military bases every evening at 10 p.m.? Correct answer, answer B, "Taps" was used during the Civil War as a lights-out call. As noted in the website WRIT.org, Meredy Huddleston writes in a May 27, 2021 article titled, "The Story Behind the Famous Bugle Call, Taps." The powerful sound of a bugler playing taps is a call to remember those who gave their lives in the service of the United States. Born of a French bugle call, note this is not British, the melody we know as "Taps" was rearranged and used during the Civil War as a call for "lights out." A bugler now plays "Taps" every evening at Arlington National Cemetery to signify the end of the day and as a tribute to those who've died for their country. One explanation for how "Taps" got its name is that it carried over from a term already in use before the American Civil War. Three single, slow drum beats were struck after the sounding of the tattoo, or extinguished lights. This signal was known as the drum taps, or simply as "taps." While there are no official words to the music, some of the more popular verses include, "Day is done, gone the sun, from the lake, from the hill, from the sky." As noted in military.com, Daniel Butterfield could not read or write music, but he knew what he liked. He was a brigadier general in the Union Army who would go on to receive the Medal of Honor in 1892 for gallantry during the Civil War. Butterfield, however, was not particularly enamored with the bugle call that signaled "lights out" to U.S. troops at the end of the day. So in July of 1862, Butterfield summoned his brigade's bugler, Oliver W. Norton, and suggested he play a series of notes that were less formal than the official call of "extinguished lights." Norton followed Butterfield's instructions, and after a few tweaks, what resulted was the U.S. military's most popular bugle call of them all, "Taps." There is something singularly beautiful and appropriate in the music of this wonderful call, Norton would later recall. Its strains are melancholy, yet full of rest and peace. It echoes linger in the heart long after its tones have ceased to vibrate in the air. The easily recognizable 24 notes of tap have become so ingrained that even the public at large have become intimately familiar with them. While originally intended to encourage service members to go to sleep, it is sounded at 9 p.m. on U.S. bases, it is also now synonymous with military funerals and wreath-laying ceremonies. The Army officially recognized taps in 1874, almost a decade after the Civil War ended, and although Butterfield's Revision was first played at a military funeral during the Peninsula Campaign in the Civil War, it did not become mandatory at military services until 1891. Congress recognized taps as the quote-unquote National Song of Military Remembrance with the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act. So let's close out today's program with an instrumental tribute to patriotic music, followed by the fireworks that traditionally end the July 4th celebrations. We've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program, intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure. Tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information, or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time, and happy 4th of July.